Good afternoon, Yvonne.
Good afternoon, Lavinia.
I understand that you had topics you wanted to speak about the federal budget.
The federal budget itself was really reflective of needs in northern communities. I'm the Parliamentary Secretary for Northern Affairs in Canada, so I work not just with Northern Labrador and the Labrador region, but I also work with Northern Quebec, with Nunavut, the Northwest Territories, and the Yukon. So I have the opportunity to work with Inuit right across the north, as well as all other Northerners. And the priorities that they outlined to me over the last year going into this budget is where the federal government landed with our investments. And I want to highlight some of those because they affect us as a community. You know, I grew up in Labrador, as you did. I spent a lot of time on the coast. That culture, the lifestyle that I'm proud of, is the one that I uphold every day. But I also know it comes with complications and it comes with challenges. And we all have a responsibility to rise to address those challenges, many which is caused by previous trauma in the lives of our ancestors, of our parents and our grandparents. And so I've heard that right across the north of Canada, not just in my own riding. So one of the things we did in this budget is we said, how do we address those most important issues that Inuit are bringing to us? Things like the TB strategy, things like new housing and major investments in new housing. The other one was to ensure that we have a national Inuit suicide prevention strategy. So we have invested $125 million over the next 10 years for Inuit in Canada to ensure that there is a full suicide prevention strategy. And that funding will be used for education programs. It will be used for treatment. It will be used to provide for health services and social services to Inuit children who are currently going without it. One of the things that I often hear around suicide, and I have good friends, really good friends who have lost loved ones to suicide. And oftentimes the things I've heard in Labrador is the treatment facilities are not here. There is nowhere in Canada where people can get the kinds of treatments they need. We don't have the mental health capacity and services on the ground to treat a lot of the people who are suffering through suicide sickness, the sickness of contemplating suicide. So we are stepping up. This is going to be a major program. It will be done in partnership with both the ITK, with all of the Nunatsiavut governments, with the healthcare authorities, the provinces and the territories. But overall, I think it's important to note that this is ongoing program. This year, we will allocate $5 million starting immediately towards suicide prevention strategy. We are building on that strategy, and we will invest over the next 10 years, a total of nearly $400 million in everything from healthcare services in clinics and communities to subsidizing children who need services and ensuring that they get them to ensuring that there is ongoing education around suicide prevention and to provide for post-secondary education for young people who feel that they need that lift up in life to get them on track again. All of those things are going to be a part of that program. It's a program that we feel will be highly successful simply because it's been designed by Inuit themselves. They are the ones telling us what they need, what will work in their communities, what will work in Iqaluit, what will work in Inualuit, what will work in Nunatsiavut, what will work in Kujibak. So these are the people we are listening to. And I'm very happy that I was able to be a part of this. Suicide touches all of us. Any time that we can prevent one action from happening and save a life, it's where we want to be. And we know that there are a lot of families and parents out there who need that support for loved ones, and I'm just hoping that these investments today is going to make a change in their lives. There was other things as well in the budget that I wanted to highlight and that are very important for the area. And of course, some of those things include the climate change program, and there is a northern component. Again, the northern component of the federal government will include all the territories, Labrador and northern Quebec. And that climate change program is designed to do several things. One, for us to do more research and studies on the patterns of migratory animals and other food sources off the land that we depend upon. and how that might be changing because of climate change. It's also an opportunity for us to look at how the ice patterns are changing. As you know and I know, having lived in the north all of our lives, we can't travel over saltwater ice as long as we used to. Seasons are changing for us, so we need to provide for the safety of people who use the waterways and use the iceways. In addition to that, climate change is bringing new challenges and new opportunities. So things like the Dunedin Airport, we are seeing eroding of infrastructure like the Dunedin Airport, which we will have to replace that airport. We are currently in discussion with Nanasi about government and their consultants, and the federal government is looking to step up to help fund a feasibility study for that airport, and we are currently in discussions around that right now. We know the need is there and it has to be done. It has become a priority on the radar for the federal government for infrastructure in the Nanasiavut, and we understand that the need is there in the community. That's just one example, but there are other examples as well where things are changing and where we know the government will have to look at additional infrastructure, whether it's around ports and harbors, whether it's at the looking at how we may be able to bring communities together in certain areas in Northern Labrador by road to help, you know, promote the easier movement of goods and services between communities. These are long-term visions, but the climate change program allows us to look at this. It also allows us to look at clean energy for our communities. All of our communities are in diesel-generated power. We still pay the highest rates for electricity in the province. And how do we change that? Is there a way that we can put in small hydro projects that will connect communities in Northern Labrador to a hydro grid and give them cheaper power? Is there a way that we can move the grid from Goose Bay down through the North Coast to look at that as an option? And is there a way that we can supplement diesel power with either solar panels or solar-generated energy or wind energy or even other forms? So these are all things that are being discussed. We've launched a program of $84 million to look at initiatives like this under climate change. We have proposals coming in now from the North Coast, from different companies and consultants who want to look at various options in communities. We'll be reviewing those proposals with them. And I would expect that going into this fall or early 2020, you'll start hearing some new initiatives rolling out under the climate change plan.
Wow.
So it's been a busy year, to say the least, and we have a lot of other programs that are on the go, but some of the bigger ones is definitely related to infrastructure and what we do for infrastructure. But you probably know that in the Inuit in the Nanasiavut and in the Inuit region are going to receive about $400 million in investment in Indigenous infrastructure. And that program, of course, is over 10 years, but we'll be sharing that with the Inuit in Northwest Territories. It's a program that will allow them to look at larger scale infrastructure, but most of it will be directed into housing, no doubt about that. And so that Northern Infrastructure Program will include a large portion of money for housing in the Inuit regions, but also some funding for other infrastructure as well. And we've did a good job on the North Coast. We have mostly new fire halls now and fire services in the community. Most every community has new regional community centers or gymnasiums or hockey rinks. We've been able to put in more money this year for women's shelters in the North Coast communities, and I'm very proud of that, to allow them to continue full operations and expand our operations. We were able to invest some money into group homes this year to provide for additional care for kids that are making group home place of residency, whether temporarily or for longer periods of time. And I've been into the home in Maine. It's a great model. It works well. And we're happy to continue to fund that and, of course, look at how we can increase funding to accommodate more people in the community. These things have been all a priority for Northern Labrador, as have been many other issues that we've taken on. But before I finish, I would just like to say that a couple of things people might like to be aware of. One is that we did increase last year the Northern tax deduction. So when people filed their income tax last year and this year, They should have gotten a bigger tax return because of that. Also, we increased the child tax benefit. And currently, right now, in Northern Labrador, there are hundreds of children that are receiving child tax benefit at high rate, which are allowing their family to supplement their income. So the rates have actually gone up, and there's more money going in per family in the North Coast now than there was. This year, we also increased the seniors' benefit again. They're going to see another little extra seniors' benefit under check this year. But we've also allowed for seniors who have retired at 65 who may want to go back to work part-time to be able to earn that money without losing it after supplements or their old age security. So that will be a good bonus for them. If they can pick up an extra $100 a week somewhere and they feel like doing that, they should be able to do it without getting a clawback. And of course, the EI extension is applied to the North Coast as well. And that came into effect in this fiscal year, 2018-2019. We're going to continue that where people will get 5 extra weeks of EI benefits this year.
Wow, that was a lot of information about the federal budget.
I know, I've been a busy girl doing all that work, but I guarantee you there's been a lot of support for Inuit and Northern regions in Canada and a lot of support for Labrador. And so it made it a lot easier for me. And I have to say the people that I work with on the ground in Labrador are great people. They do good work. They're smart. They're confident. They know what their priorities are. And when they come to me, I go to work for them and get the job done. And I hope that this is going to make a difference for them. Obviously, I know it's a provincial election right now, but we do have some good announcements coming for job development and skill development for the North Coast. But we won't be announcing that until after the provincial election because we federally, we are not allowed to announce new money during a provincial election. So once it's over, I'll be coming in to some of the communities to hold some meetings, and we'll be talking about those new programs. And of course, one of them is going to be under Nutrition North, and the stuff that we did with Nutrition North, we're going to have a community session on that and hear what people have to say. We are investing over $100 million a year in Northern Inuit regions for Nutrition North, and we want to make sure people are getting those benefits. And I've just been tasked with the job of holding consultations around it and meeting with communities across the north, and so I'll be doing that in Nunatsiavut as well.
Wow. So you will be traveling to Nunatsiavut soon?
Yeah, it's going to be, the House of Commons usually closes around the middle of June, so it'll be either sometime in June month, but we don't have the date yet. But when we do, we'll let you know, so Halehachtiki Radio can get that out over the air for us. We want to get the public to come. We want to hear from people who have to shop every day at the Northern store, at the other stores. We want to hear what they have to say. We're spending a lot of money. We've made changes to the program. We've added more products. We've allowed for a harvesting program on the land where people can hunt and supply the community with food. So we want to talk about those new programs. We also have a new program of innovation where communities can look at starting community gardens, do hydroponic growing, recapturing from diesel plants to grow gardens. So those are all things that we're going to be promoting under that innovation program, and I think there's some good opportunities there for the Nunatsiavut. And also under the Harvesters program, that program can be used to also help supplement the current programs around the community freezers that is already ongoing in the community where the Harvesters are going out and doing that. But we're working with ITK and seeing what the criteria is going to look like. All the Inuit groups that are involved in that, they will be giving us a list of the criteria, what they would like to see for people to meet the application process, and once that's done, we're going to be rolling out those applications.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a great program. I'm excited about it, but we'll talk more about it at the community meeting. Unfortunately, I have to go for a vote now in the House of Commons. If it's okay, before I go, I'd like to give a little shout-out to my old friend, Joanna Dicker from Halehachtiki Radio. I know Joanna retired, and I missed the retirement, but I want to say to Joanna a very big thank you for all the work she did in bringing the voice of Inuit to all the communities over the years for translating it and making sure that people had full understanding. I loved every interview I ever did with her, and she always made you so comfortable. She's a very kind, beautiful lady who had a smile for everyone, and she'll be remembered. Her legacy will definitely be in bringing the news to Northern Labrador.
Okay, thank you, Yvonne, and I'd like to thank you for having the time to speak with me today about the TB apology and about the federal budget.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lavinia, and good luck in your work. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, have a good day.
And a good day to everyone in Anantiavut.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.